Hello, I am Quentin McCall, and welcome to your Knowledge for Life journey. The topic of today is discovering your passion. Now, as we matriculate through our lives, a lot of us, we go through school, we get a certain amount of education, we get degrees, and then we get out of college and we realize what? It's not what you want to do. You're not making the money you want to make. You don't like your job. You don't like your boss. You don't like your life, period. You have a bunch of student loan debt, credit card debt, and you're basically working to survive. You're not working to really add any purpose to your life. You're not really working to improve your life. You're just working to survive, pay bills, rent, mortgage, etc. And God has something better for you than that. Our lives is called to be our work and our passions and our vacations should be the same thing. Meaning that you love your work so much, you don't need a vacation because work and play are one and the same. That's why it's very important to chase and pursue your passion and your call of God with reckless abandonment, meaning that you're very in tune with it and chasing it to the point of you're doing everything you can to discover. Now, it doesn't take much because everything that God has given to you, he given to you upon your birth. So when you were born, he has already uniquely gifted you to that point of you understanding your gifts and your callings and how those things interplay and interact within your life. It's your ability to take that which he's given you and use it to create greater things for your life. There's absolutely no need to spend every day doing anything you don't love. You should spend your lives directly and focused doing everything you love on a daily basis. A lot of times, you know, we get in the aspect of mind that we were not happy. Well, that's the whole point of discovering your purpose. It gives you that ability to do what makes you happy. Do what excites you. What is it that gets you up in the morning? If money was no object, ask yourself, what is that what you would do? What would you do if this was the last day on your life and you had the chance to go do it? What would that thing be? If I gave you $1 million right now and told you you can go do anything you want to do, what is that? What would you do if I told you that you wouldn't fail at it? What would you go do? All of you know exactly what you would do. You must have the courage and the faith in God and have the commitment and prayer life to actively and passionately go after the thing that you love to do on a daily basis. If you're interested in finding your way and to chart a course for your life, talk to God about that course. God honors a plan. That's why you must always have one. The Bible teaches us, how can a man build a tower unless he what? First, plan on how he's going to build it. So in order to build your life and to have a sense of building your life with God and having the purpose and discovering your passion, you must be committed to doing it. I want you to think of your life as a series of adventures. I want you to see your life as something that you do it because you want to do it. Have the mindset that you went to high school, college, grad school, etc. because you wanted to do it, not because you felt like you had to do it to earn a living. Now, if getting a sense of certain level of education is a part of God's purpose and call for your life, no problem. If God called you to be a doctor, of course, you have to go to medical school. If he called you to be a lawyer, of course, you have to get a law degree. Some things and calls and purposes of your life, something you're very passionate about, is going to require education. But if it doesn't require high level of education, really no need to make that investment, because the investment and the return on a degree and the debt is a no-win situation in most cases. That's why it's very important to discover your purpose. And if that purpose don't require school, absolutely don't go. And any time that, unless you just want to go, just because you want to, as I said earlier, nothing against education. I'm all about education. Don't ever think your degree gives you value. Never believe that. You give yourself value. A piece of paper on the wall doesn't make you talented, doesn't make you more educated, more smarter, more gifted than anybody. Having a degree simply means that you completed a disciplined core of study. That's all it means. And employers know this as well. That's why a degree isn't as valued as it used to be. It's very important that you develop your skills, talents, personalities, and interpersonal skills along with having an education, because those are the things that will get you promoted and get you moved forward in life. Understand that your work should be making a positive difference on the lives of others. Helping others should not be an afterthought. That should be a part of what you do. If you want to help change the world, that's a part of helping change the world, discovering why God put you here, because he put you here to make a change and make a difference and touch the lives of others through your pain, through your mistakes and through, quote, failures, even though I don't believe in failure. You only fail when you don't try. But he put you here for that purpose, to make a change in the lives of others. Begin today making choices and stand out from other people that are around you and stand out from the crowd. Find a way to do what you want to do, what you love to do, and at the same time, and most importantly, you're helping the lives of others. I always remember, today is the day to be happy.